For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's November the 28th. We're now officially in the Christmas holiday season, and I hope you're having a good Thanksgiving weekend and start off the week. Very nice. Our good friend Mel Zelenik is with us today.
Great
to have you here.
Well, how was Thanksgiving? We had a great turkey.
It was wonderful.
Ours as well.
Yeah, it's a special time of the year.
It sure is, this whole area.
We're going to talk today about something that both Mel and I find interesting, and I hope our listeners and viewers do too. We travel a lot over the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And so many times we think of driving to St. Louis or driving to Kansas City when we have an airport right here in Columbia. There was a story in the Tribune, I think a couple of weeks ago, about the fact that airports the size of our airport, Columbia Regional Airport, are in danger in the future of losing air service altogether if traffic does not pick up. Now, this despite the fact that there's been a really uptick in departures and arrivals in Columbia over the past year or so.
Well, and that's why I wanted to talk about this today. I was listening to KFRU about 3 weeks ago, and there was a discussion on there. And at least the part I listened to, the suggestion was by the listeners that it's more expensive out of here. It's more it's inconvenient to go out of here, and the times are just not very good out of here. And we travel a lot as you do, and we probably go out, I'm going to say, maybe 10 times a year.
Oh, you do more than I do.
And but anyway. Very, very seldom anymore do I consider Kansas City or St. Louis the prime market for us. When you factor everything in, and we know each other over 25, 30 years or so, this is the first time that I can remember where I think Columbia is competitive with St. Louis and Kansas City. And I've been vocal over the years saying, you know, This flying out of Columbia is really not a very good value.
But you feel that it has changed.
I think it's changed, and I think it's changed quite dramatically because Delta came in, and I guess it's Pinnacle is the real airline that's here that teams up with Delta.
Right, and they fly under the name of the Delta Connection.
But with the radio show, I was listening to people, and predominantly they were saying, yes, if you go to the East Coast, the values are better. But if you go to the West Coast, it's not if you're traveling west. And I really don't travel very much west. And so I did want to do some checking on my own. And I found what I think are some very interesting bits of information. Now, not only, I do want to point out that one of the enormous benefits out of Columbia is that you could park here free of charge, of course. And the security is so much better out of here.
Going through, yes.
We may leave for the airport and arrive there 45 minutes beforehand. You really cannot do that.
You can't do that at a larger airport.
And so you got to factor that time in as well. In addition to that, so 45 minutes as opposed to when I go to St. Louis or Kansas City, we're always allowing about 2 or 3 hours before the flight.
Then you have to drive. It's the drive.
Then you have to drive. And what I decided to do, though, is check to see if flying to the West Coast is going to be as good a value. And I found some things that I thought were quite interesting. I've selected four randomly selected cities, four just totally random, two going east, two going west. Washington, D.C. was one of them. and I used Baltimore Washington Airport, and I did everything virtually the same. As far as Kansas City to Baltimore Washington, you're going to pay about $300 to
go there.
And
what was it from Columbia?
$310. And this was random again, Paul. Mm-hmm. St. Louis to Baltimore, Washington, Baltimore, it was $284. So air travel time from both St. Louis and into Baltimore was about 4 hours. Kansas City was, because it was nonstop, 2.5 hours.
And from Columbia?
Columbia was just about 4 hours,
yeah,
as well. Then I took another city, Fort Lauderdale. The Columbia rate was $311. The total travel time was about 4 hours. Kansas City to Fort Lauderdale, it was $366. Travel time was about 5 hours if you're talking about going, mm-hmm, both ways. St. Louis to Fort Lauderdale was $316, 4.5 hours airtime.
So the point that you're making here, Mel, and we're getting close
That's
to running out
thought,
of time,
yeah,
is the fact that, yeah, Columbia Regional Airport could be a good bargain for people.
Well, and I want to say, going to Los Angeles, even, it was very, very price competitive, and very, very competitive when you talk about total travel time.
So why do you think more people do not consider,
I don't know if
using
it's not
the airport,
promoted well enough by the city or by the airport, or if people are just accustomed
it's
over...
It's a stigma.
And it is. In so many years, I got to tell you, I think we were kind of sold a bill of goods by many of our previous administrations by suggesting that, oh, it's a much better value to fly out of Columbia. I think that was hogwash in the past. I no longer feel that way. I think if there are a number of little tips that you can have. Get a Delta SkyMiles American Express credit card. You won't pay any luggage fees,
yeah,
any baggage fees.
So, but you can do all the research yourself about it, but it's something to think about.
That's correct.
And I know traveling is a passion for you, so you like talking about this.
Well,
you like
and
doing
especially
the research.
This time of the year, I think it's very critical that people at least investigate that. You know, go on Orbitz or Kayak,
yeah,
and just check the differences. And these rates change very, very quickly.
Oh, they can change within 5 minute period.
That's right. Yeah.
What you see at one time, you check back 5 minutes or 10 minutes later, could be totally different. Either way, up or down. Mel, if people want more information or chat with you, what how do they get
the best
with
way
you?
Is via email, cruise@centritel.net.
Okay, Mel Zelenek, our consumer and travel expert. I appreciate you coming.
Thanks,
by.
Thanks, Paul.
And happy holidays to you.
You too.
Our show, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio normally is Pat Akers. Today it's Raymond Tungakar. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to watch this again and get some of his facts here, go to kbia.org, click on Programs, and then Radio Friends, or drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. See you later. Bye-bye.